A major contributor to the artificial turf on Raider Field is a Medford native and graduate of Medford Senior High School, now living in Green Bay. We're talking today with John Fry. Lots of Fries in this area, John. Where do you fit in?
My mom and dad were Vern and Lucille Fry, and we grew up in a small dairy farm east of town. I've got three brothers and three sisters, and that we all went to Medford High School. Spent my first 18 years there on the farm before leaving for college. Just really enjoyed growing up there, and once it came time to go to high school, I was always a real big sports fan. So I was into basketball and football, and I watched all the teams growing up, and you know, someday wanted to be out on that field and out on that basketball court.
So where did you go to college, and what did you do after college? What did you major in, and then what did you do?
I went to Eau Claire and majored in accounting. And I think I always had an interest in that. I worked at Weathershield for a couple summers under Jim Klinner, and just kind of had that interest with the numbers and accounting, so graduated in Eau Claire, and I got my first job in public accounting with Wipfli, and it happened to be over here in Green Bay back in 82. Stayed there for about 7 years, and then kind of just felt I wanted to get into private business. My boss at Wipfli, he left like a year earlier, and we ended up buying a company in Green Bay called Tosca Limited. And that was in 1990, and they did returnable containers. And in fact, a couple of them are even used in the Medford area. We had a cheese container. They form a 640-pound block of cheese, and we own those and rented them out to cheesemakers. And those come through the system at, like, Marathon Cheese. They utilize those today. We also had some big bulk bins that Nestle and Tombstone use for moving crust around their plants. It was an interesting business. I was in there until about 6 years ago. We ended up with facilities throughout the country. We had about 8 sites doing reusable containers, because every time a container had to or was used, it had to be cleaned and repaired. So we had wash sites and repair sites set up throughout the country.
I understand that you also did some things that may be circulated in the Medford area, and that was beer barrels.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we did beer keg repair for Anheuser-Busch and Miller. And then we got into, with all the craft brewers growing throughout the mid-90s and, you know, the past few years, we got into keg sales. The microbrewers, so we did a lot of work in the beer industry there too, and that was probably one of the most fun areas that I got to work in.
So are you still involved with that company?
No, sold out of there 4 or 5 years ago. A guy that I worked with at that company, he left a little bit before I did, and so we got together and ended up buying a company here in Green Bay called Hansen Foods. And Hansen Foods is a over 100 years old in Green Bay. They actually had little dairy stores and throughout Green Bay. Those are all gone now, but our primary business is we make pizzas. So we currently have our own brand, which is the Peps brand, which we bought from Peps Estate when he passed away. So that's the brand that we sell in the retail outlets, stores and convenience stores and so forth. And then we do a private label pizzas for about 10, 12 customers.
So you have the pizza manufacturing facilities there in Green Bay then, like they do here in Medford?
Yes, we do. We don't compare in that size. I think our entire facility is probably about 18,000 square feet. And we have one pizza line. We'll make probably two, three brands a day. Our runs are shorter, but we kind of fill that niche of somebody that maybe wants to sell their own pizza and buy 5,000 pizzas at a time. I've been there 4 years with my partner, Mike, and we really want to try and grow the business. We think the Peps brand has a lot of great history to it with Pep, and we really want to spend some effort and really try and grow that in the state of Wisconsin. So that's kind of our that's where our time and focus is right now.
More with Medford native and Medford Senior High School graduate John Fry after this.